Christie and pastors all to come to my home. And Miss Millen raised squab, and squab was quite a delicacy, you know. So I had squab on toast. It was in about November, the 1st of November, and so I got them, and I had a good grand cook, and so I had this. And we sat down at the table. There was about 12 of us at the table, and so I said, this visiting minister, and Presbyterian minister, who at that time was an Englishman. He was, brother preached up here in Athens. Oh, shucks, I just can't. You can't, when you get old, you can't think of nothing you won't say, you know. You know it, but it is up here, but it just won't come. And Calvin Morgan's son was a Presbyterian preacher here, and also he had a son in Athens. And so they were from England, you see. And so he was a Presbyterian preacher at the time that I was having this dinner party for. The visiting Gypsy Smith was a visiting preacher. So I had them all up there. And when we sat down and begun to eat, well, somebody said, well, Ruth, why in the world did you eat this lovely bird you have here? And I says, they're squab. My mother-in-law raised them, and she always supplies us with them when we want them. Well, when I said squab, that Englishman, Presbyterian preacher here at the time, I was giving the name now. Well, he just pushed his plate sort of upside. He never did touch another.
Oh, no!
No, and I thought that he knew better why I'd mention a thing and make like I was eating it or do something, but I couldn't help but notice it. Just the thoughts of it just
stuck
his appetite. I thought that was awful rude.
I think so, too. You know, there really is nothing
and
about
And I've seen him go down the street now. Oh, they were just crazy about him because they thought he just came from, who did I say he was? I told you who he was.
I didn't catch the name.
His father came from England and used to come over here and preach, and he had these sons that came here. They happened to get one of the young sons he got to preach, and they were all just wild about it. But I have seen him do some right rude things, I think. He had three boys during his ministry here. And I've seen he and his wife come uptown, and sometimes there's a little step up on the pavement, you know, when crossing the road, you know, step up. Well, he never pretended to help his wife get those babies up, and she'd have a push cart, you know, pushed, and she'd have to go around and do it, get him up best she could. He never did offer to help him do nothing. Just holding on, stand there and look at him, maybe. And I just thought he was a fool. That's what I thought of. Not no manners at all. I thought, well, he needed raising over. I had some raising.
Well, anybody who doesn't eat squab has got to have something wrong with them.
Well, to act like that, that was what I'm talking about. It's kind of, no, I don't blame if you didn't want to eat squab. And all, kind of like one was having a party at luncheon one day. And all there, she had some sort of salad, and everybody just took on over to just the best in the world, so they wanted the recipe right, of course, right away. So she said, well, I'll just wait until you all get ready to leave, and I'll give anybody who wants it the recipe. And so she waited until the luncheon was over, the party was over, and fixing to leave. So she said, now who wanted the recipe for this to have? So two, three hands went up, so she said, all right, I'll get my cookbook here and show it to you, and you read it over. And just rattlesnake. Made our rattlesnake. Said, well, there never was such a stampede to get to the toilet and back porch that vomited it. They just took on it. They didn't want it. Well, they liked to die about it. So maybe that man felt that way about his squabs. So I don't know. I'm going to take up all your afternoon.
I was asking you about cornbread. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Gruel.
Okay.
Gruel. I know they used to feed calves, or when they wean calves from the mother, you know, they call it gruel, and it was a soft, so it would look sort of like an oatmeal when you when you got it all. I think they cooked it a little bit, not too much. And that was gruel, G-R-U-E-L, I really, I don't know.
Okay, fine. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
Light bread, loaf bread, light bread.
Okay. What do you call a round pastry about that big around and it has a hole in the middle? Okay. What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet?
Pancakes.
Okay. Would you ever call them anything besides pancakes?
Well, we came up on batter cakes. We always called it batter cakes.
Okay.
That was a great expression. They didn't know nothing about it. They just said pancakes. We weren't educated to that.